My name is Gary. I'm 59 years old now, and when I was 56 years old, I had a physical, and they found a with ultrasound found a prostate tumor. After they found the prostate tumor, they did a needle biopsy and found what they say was aggressive cancer, which is 4+3 on the Gleason scale, and my PSA was low. My first cancer doctor told me I needed to have my prostate completely removed. Said if I had my prostate completely removed, I would have an 80% chance of being cancer-free. And I asked him, what do you mean by being cancer-free? And he goes, well, in 5 years, 80% of the people won't have any problems with cancer. And I said, what about 20 years? And he goes, we don't track it that long. I said, what about 10? No. What about 6 years? And I always stopped right at 5 years. And then I said, okay, now if I have a radiation treatment, what will I have to do? He said, well, you'll come back every 3 months for the rest of your life. And I said, no, you really mean every 3 months for 5 years. He goes, no, you have to go back for the rest of your life. I said, well, how come you stop following me after 5 years? And he had no thought at all for that. So I started taking cesium to raise my pH level and SCT, and I was on a mini trampoline, and I got a little sauna, and I backed out of the surgery. About 4 months later, I decided to go and have radiation treatment. Before I have the radiation treatment, they have to do an ultrasound and a CAT scan, and they couldn't find the tumor. And my question was, you know, if you can't find the tumor and you're going to use radioactive pellets in the tumor, where are you going to put them? And they said, we'll just put them everywhere in the prostate. So I backed out of it, and I went to my regular doctor, and he did a digital exam, and he couldn't find the tumor. And they couldn't find a tumor with the ultrasound or the CAT scan. And I said, I don't feel like I've got a prostate tumor. And they wrote me a letter saying I was making the biggest mistake of my life by not going through radiation, and I'll probably have a long and painful death. So I went to 7 other oncologists, and each one, if I went to a radiologist, they said I had to have a radiation treatment, and went to a surgeon, they said I had to have a surgery, and that I was really making a mistake by not doing anything. But this is good 3 years later, and they can't find the tumor, and I feel wonderful. And in my case, I think I made the best decision by staying away from the oncologist and just treating myself. There is one last thing that if you do have cancer, try not to be stressed out about it, because doctors will worry you to death about it and say it's the worst thing in the world could ever happen to you, and got only one chance of living, and that's to go back to the oncologist. And they like to play God, and I think that your body has the capabilities of healing itself if you just give it a chance. And if you're stressed out, your body's just stressed out and can't fight the cancer. So my feeling is that try not to worry about it and just do as much as you can diet-wise and meditate and pray. And I think your body will just go ahead and heal itself, because most people have had cancer from the day they were born. And most doctors will say you're either going to die of a heart attack or cancer. And stress will make you have a heart attack, and it certainly will make you have cancer.